mitzvah. It's one continuous chibah. He didn't break it up into paragraphs or into chapters, whatever. I did try a little bit to break it up. But the general background of his Sefer on Chanukah is that Chanukah is to be seen as one of the Dalet Malchiyos, which it is, and understanding the whole Mahalach of Dalet Malchiyos is the background for understanding Chanukah. The Dalet Malchiyos one is Galah Necholim, and this is what he starts with in Daniel. Chazei Havis Bechazoyim Laila and Lelio. He says, I was dreaming at night, Vairu Arba Ruchishmaya Megichni Yom Rabba, and the four sides, the four winds, are storming the sea. Ba'arba Chivin Ravavin Solkim Yama, and four large animals come out of the Yam. Shonin Domindo, different. Each, you know, it's four different Chayas came out for out of the Yam. Kadmesa Ka'arya, the first one was like a lion, Vigapin Dineshale, it had wings of an eagle. Chazohavis Adamirita Gape Natilos Min Ara, I watched it until its feathers, its wings fell off, and it left the world. Valraglin Ke'enishi Kimus, and then it stood like a human being. Ulavav Enishervle, and you gave it the heart of a human being. Meaning that the first Malchus came to an end. The first Malchus looked like a lion with wings of an eagle, and then it fell apart. Varuchia Achrei Tinyona, the second one, Damila Doiv, it looked like a bear. The second animal was Doima to a Doiv. Ulistar Chad Hakimas, and he stood on one side with Las Alan Bifum Ben Shine, and it had three ribs between its teeth. Uvachain Amrila, and it said, or voice said, Kumi Achli Basar Sagi, let's eat a lot of meat. That's the second animal. Basar de no chazav is baru achrei kinoma. After that, there was a third animal like a leopard. Velo gapin arbor, it had four wings. The ufal gabei, that it flew with it. Arbor roshon lechiyusa v'shalten yavale, and it had four heads, and it was given memshala. Basar de no chazav is bechazuleila baru chay v'revir dechilo v'emsani v'takiv v'yisera. The fourth one was an extraordinarily frightening animal. V'shinin di parzulei, it had metal teeth, Ravivon, very big ones, Ochla, Umatko, Vishar, Baragle, Rafsa. It was, it ground up everything with its powerful teeth, and anything that was left over trampled with its feet. It was different than all other animals and had 10 of them. This is the Cholam of the Dalet Malchiyos brought in the Nile, and the Dalet Malchiyos were Bavel. These are Dalet Malchiyos that started from the end of Bayis Rishon until the Gula Sida. So after Bayis Rishon, the continuation to the Gula is through Dalet Malchiyos. The Bavel, there is Paras, there is Yavan, and there is Malchus Edoim, Arom, which we still are part of Malchus. V'yesh lishol, yes. Ki elu Dalet Malchiyos shehemid Hashem Yisbach v'lomoy ein sofish lo'yekach b'mikra. It can't be there was a mikra. Rak yikach mechayev seder lomoy shesid Hashem Yisbach. I want to explain a little bit the musig of mikra that he's talking about over here. The Maral, when he uses the term mikra, he doesn't mean it in the way we normally use it as being not from God. When we say the word mikra, like im alachtem imi b'chamas keri, keri miloshem mikra, that a person thinks it's just circumstance and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, obviously the Maral is not saying that this is the only time it's not mikra. The Maral also uses the term mikra in different ways. He says big things are not b'mikra, malchus are not, dvarim sheba malchus are not b'mikra. He uses the term mikra in the context of special events are not b'mikra. So what he means mikra is as following. Events that are not connected, they're not part of an overlying pattern, are called a mikra. Even Klapa HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. That's right. And therefore, if somebody died, Rahman Slan, it's not the pshat that it was b'mikra that it just happened, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer kates on a person's life. But that death is not part of the other person who died a week later someplace else. There is no discernible mahalach of a pattern of Ashgacha that connects those events. So when the Maharal is speaking here about Mikra, he's speaking about interconnected events of a larger scope. You're talking about inyanim that are part of a larger mahalach. So Lamoshal, the Dalad Malchis that he's talking about. There was an avur here. There was an avur that there's going to be Dalad Malchis. So it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu just put the I don't know what it is, the video or the tape on fast forward, and he said, okay, we're here. We got a bubble coming up, and then there's a Yavin coming up, and there's a Peres coming up, and there's an Edom coming up, and then there's the Gula coming up. It's just a bunch of events that you can fast forward and project them all. He says, the Maharal says, it can't be that such universal events of such sweeping scope are to be seen Mikra. I mean, Bavel did some nice things, Christ did some various, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Bavel. And then it was, Bavel did bad things, and they fell apart, so Yavin, Paras was the next strongest Malchus, and they were just waiting to pounce on him. It's part of a larger pattern where they're interconnected. Rak, he says, Ki kach mechayev seida oilomoi shesida Hashem Yisbarach. It must be part of a seder. So the key word in the Maharal that is the opposite of Mikra is Seder. A Seder is an organization of things, means that the things fall within a larger pattern. Colors to colors, size to size, price to price. There's some overlying framework which puts things together. That is the Metzius of Seder. And the opposite of Mikra, so he says, it cannot be this was a Mikra. Him Cain, and if you're telling me that it is a Seder, so that begs the question, Loma Hoyezer Shiyu Arba Malchis Dafka. Why Dafka Arba Malchis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish the world, he wanted to punish Klal Yisrael. It could have been one Malchus, or could have been just a numerous amount of Malchis. Dalad Malchis seems to be part of a pattern, Dafka four Malchis, and Dafka these Malchis. And the next point where you see that it's not a coincidence, but rather it's part of a pattern. V'hinei timtza ki b'shah shabar Hashem espasei lomoi roma zakosav elo dal malchis. These dalad malchis were quoted, Chazal associate a pasuk in Bereishis with these dalad malchis. The pasuk in Bereishis lists different things that were lacking in the Bria's Olam, different negative phenomena, and these Dalad Malchis are Merumas. Reb Shimon Shlokesh Pasak Kro B'Malchis. The Pasik Varetz Oysa Soyu V'Voyu V'Choysh Rapnei Sohoi means the world when it started out, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed Oyer and a Bria on it, the world had four negative areas, four negative qualities. It was Toihu, and there was Boihu, and there was Choshech, and a Tohoim. Not, we don't know exactly what the words mean, but they don't sound good. None of them sound very good. They're all something negative. So the Shaila is what phenomena that we have in the world today are parallel or rooted in those phenomena. So Chazal say, Eshesh Lach Pasa Kro B'Malchis, Va'oretz Hoysu Soihu, Zu Malchus Bavel. When it says Toihu, it's referring to Malchus Bavel. Shenema, it says Ra'isi Sa'aretz, V'hine Toihu. When Yirmiyahu looked around at the Churban that Malchus Bavel made in the world, or the Malchus Bavel they will make, he called it Toihu. That's one. Uboihu, Zu Malchus Madai. Shenema, Vayavhilu Lahavis Homa. So you see, there's a Boihu associated with Malchus Madai. V'choyshech, Zu Malchus Yavim. Shechshicha, Einayim, Shaisol, B'gzeresayim. They were Xerif Choshech, Shehoysa Merasam Kiswa Keren Asher, Shein Lecham Chelek Vilakei Yisrael. Al Pnei Tohoim, Zu Malchus HaRishah, a Tohoim is an abyss, and this refers to Edoim, Shein Lecheke Kimar Tohoim. It seems endless, just like an abyss has no end to in sight. Malchus Edom, which we still live under Malchus Edom, has no end to it. Ma Tohoim HaZein Lecheke, just like the abyss has no you can't get to the end of it. Afar Yishoyim Kein. That is what's lacking in the world. What's positive? Beruach Alekim Rachefes. On top of that, world, which had all these things in it, so Ruach Hashem Melech HaMashiach, Hechma de Omris v'Nochal of Ruach Hashem. Like it says, v'Nochal of Ruach Hashem. Ve'ezeh schus v'mashmash v'zubom, rachev sopnei amayim, v'schus ha'tshuva, shim shokimayim, shem shokimayim divech. Fine. V'hine Timtzer also says, ki b'shosh Hashem Yisbarach boro esei lomoy, see the elo dal machis. So you see that in the Bria itself, you had these dal machis set up. V'imkein yesh lishol, almazeh v'lomazeh sida Hashem Yisbarach, v'lomish yod dal machis. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesarad al Malchis? This shows, this Chazal shows a much deeper root to the Dalad Malchis. If the Dalad Malchis were to come on top of something that exists, in other words, Klal Yisrael exists, and Klal Yisrael has in itself all sorts of, they did good, they did bad, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, I'm going to send Dalad Malchis to punish them, to take away the Melucha, or whatever it is. So that is less Seder and more Mikra than this case. For instance, if I build a house and then the person got sick and needed antibiotics, and then the person got sick and needed oxygen, and the person got sick and needed something else, and somebody looks at the house and he finds those things stacked in the house. So klape the house, those are really secondary. In other words, the house is a house, people live there. It happens to be that early on, when a person was living there, one guy got sick and needed antibiotics, and then somebody needed oxygen, somebody needed something else. So that would still be a certain getter of a mikra. It's basic, but it's still coming afterwards. But let's say a person says, when I start building the house, I need lumber X amount, steel X amount, bricks X amount, and something else, and glass X amount. So all of those elements are seen as being intrinsic to the house. If at the very moment that I built the house, I need it, so I can't look at these things as being, okay, the guy that was building the house, he said, hey, you know, I cut my finger, can you get me a Band-Aid? Or I'm cold, can you get me a cup of coffee? Those are things that come up afterwards. But if I start by saying I need these elements, then Bal Korchach, they are intrinsic to the Binyan. So therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Toyu and Boyu and Choyshech and Tohoim, and the very first material that we meet in the world is called Toyu and Boyu and Choyshech and Tohoim. So that means that these four things are very basic, I don't know the right word, as building blocks, but very basic elements in what the world is. Or else it wouldn't be the pasuk of Bereishis before Vayi Oyer. Okay, so he says. So now he gives his shadow over here. Ubir zeh ki royu shenemazim ela dal malchias Bereishis abriya. It is appropriate that these malchias are mentioned over here. Ki elu dalad malchias she moishtem ba'olam lo yehoyu rak b'shvil ki efsha she olam shua olul min Hashem isparach. Let me explain this. This is a very, very important point, and it's very central to a lot of the points that he's going to make. The fact that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being perfect, and the fact that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being creator, does not seem to us to be the same. We sort of like to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu every wonderful title, so we call him perfection, we call him creator. Fine. We are created beings, so that means that's one problem, and we're also not so terribly perfect. That is the second problem. The imperfection and being a creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be just two different things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being perfect and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the source for the Bria, that is also not a correlate. It just kind of goes together. You know, everything that's good is said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that's bad is said about us. Like the Piyutim, when you say Yom Kippur, you know, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Elyon and we're Melech Evyon, and everything, any positive adjective is used HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any negative is used for us. But it doesn't seem to be linked. The Maral always says it, and it's a deeper Nekuda, that it's one and the same. And let's explain it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is not only eternal, but it's axiomatic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the sense that there never could have been a situation without existence, and there never can be a situation where it ceases to exist. A human being, there was a situation when he did not exist, and there might possibly be a situation when he will not exist. But the person himself, but the person's metzius is that he cannot be eternally existent, both forever before and forever afterwards. So that means that the person is lacking something. There is a chisaron in something, because the person had, if the person were perfect, then his metzius contains itself. The fact is that a human being, as a creature from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would not exist till you came along and helped me. For instance, if I am born knowing how to walk or crawl or whatever a child is born with, so I can say I am a child is a mobile entity because he's born knowing how to walk. If a child is not born knowing how to walk and he needs someone to teach him how to walk, so the child is not be'etzem mobile. He's not intrinsically mobile. He's mobile because someone is teaching him how. I was lacking either the knowledge, the strength, the dexterity, whatever it is. The fact that it didn't start without someone else doing it means that it's not inborn. Those things that I know because I know, that a child knows instinctively, like to be scared of a loud noise. So a child is born be'etzem cautious, let's call it. But those things that someone has to come along and say, listen, don't play with fire, don't play with electricity, don't play with this, don't play with that, that means I'm lacking that knowledge, my understanding is not perfect, leharaya, that I needed someone to come and to tell it to me. Anytime that something originates from a point outside of it, it means that that thing is lacking on its own, and it's coming from someplace else. If for me to go into, let's say I'm a very good carpenter, so I can go to somebody's house and fix something for him. So I am a carpenter, intrinsically a carpenter. But a businessman, since I need capital to start the business with, I need somebody else's money to start it with. So I'm not a businessman be'etzem, I'm someone else's. The fact that we are created from HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that we have certain shortcomings by definition. Because if we were perfect, then why shouldn't we always exist? Why shouldn't we always be? It must be that we are limited, and limited in as a global way as possible. And those limitations are the reason why somebody has to bring us into existence, and why we needed help to get started. And those limitations, those shortcomings, are our be'etzem shortcomings. So flesh and blood has shortcomings. It doesn't last forever, it needs to be put together. There are different shortcomings in everything that's why it needed to start with something outside of itself rather than inside the system. So these are the words that he's saying over here. Olul means something more than the word created by, but something whose existence is brought into reality by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It cannot be that is not lacking something. When I say that A brought B into existence, that means B is lacking something, because or else it would be there already. Those chesronos are the dalad malchis. In other words, for me to be a carpenter, all it requires is me to go to somebody's house and fix chairs. For me to be a businessman, I need capital. I need to buy inventory. I need to buy stock. So if I ask somebody, where is the business's vulnerable point? Capital. I mean, I can stand in a store and sell all day. I don't have a problem with selling. But I need stuff, and if the stuff is stuck and I can't buy new inventory, I can't sell it. So the place that I needed help to get started is the point of vulnerability that I can lose it. And if I want to point out, what's a carpenter doesn't stop working if he doesn't have capital. He just comes and fixes the chairs. The businessman with no capital flow, he can't buy and he can't sell. So if I'm to point out where is the point of vulnerability of a particular element, it's the place that it was lacking and needed help to get started. I'm almost defining it. I'm saying, if the reason why A never got started because it was lacking point one, so when I give it point one is what I can, is where the flaws are, where the problems are, and where I can take it away from it. So if the world has basic chesronos, tohu, vohu, choshech, and tehom, the pasuk says these four elements, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into focus, it was suffering from four problems. That means that these problems are intrinsic to the world, and anytime anytime something happens, those are going to be the weak spots. It's just like a house, a building can't stand by itself. It needs beams to support it. So the best way to knock the house down is to knock the beams down. I'm not giving advice to anybody, but the weak point of the house are the beams, because that is, before there were beams, the house would collapse. I put beams in to hold the house up, knock those beams down, and that's there you've got the weak spots. If you touch something that's not structural, it's not gonna knock the building down. So the point of weakness is where the point of beginning is. Where you need it to fill in something is where the problems will start. So since the world at the start had toyu and voyu, and choshech and tohom, those are the points that the world be'etzem is lacking, and obviously I'll explain a little bit what they are. B'meila, when problems crop up, they manifest themselves as results of their tohu vavohu and choshech. So the Dalad Malchias, which came about later in the world, those Dalad Malchias, the ra of those Dalad Malchias is simply showing, it's simply expressing in the world what happens when you sort of knock down a little bit, when you damage some of the support. If you damage some of the positive oyer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria, then the first flaws you're going to see are the toyu, the voyu, the choshech, and the tohoim. Just like if I knock a beam down, the walls are going to start collapsing in the same way where it needed the support to start with, the world will start producing this ra, which is a reflection of it. So, the dalet things of toyu, voyu, choshech, al pnei tohoim are those intrinsic shortcomings that the world has as a world, and why it needs a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prop it up, to create order and ma'aseh bereishis. When those things, as the Bria goes on, when those things are affected, when some of the toiv of the Shivas Yemei bereishis fall under, you're left with those chesronos of toiv v'choshech, which they manifest themselves in the world as bavel, paras, yavan, and Eder. Okay, so we're holding over here by the chisson of the Dalad Malchias, and then he'll explain what the chisson of Dalad Malchias is.